Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my favorite co-host, Rick Pruse, from Pruse Pets in Old Town. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm always great. You know how much I love talking about animals. And we've got a very interesting show this week. We're going to talk about a new animal that we haven't discussed before, which is rabbits and what kind of pets they make. And we're going to steer into one we have met before, which is the guinea pig, which I know is one of your favorites.
Yeah, guinea pigs are fantastic. So I don't know why, but it's always, at least the shows, it's always rabbits and the stepchild guinea pig. Well, but I think guinea pigs are the stars. So,
well, and I know that you feel that way, but it's an important topic to talk about because it just so happens that this weekend, if you're interested, there's a great show going on here in Mid-Michigan over at the MSU Pavilion, and it is the Rabbit Breeders from Michigan. They're having their annual show, which is the biggest show of the year.
It is. And what's really cool about this is that for anyone listening out there, rabbits can be just like a dog or a cat or maybe as we talked about rats, they can be a very interactive pet. And maybe one of the first places to start is to kind of see what the field of rabbits are all about. And this is one way to go about doing that. And then they refer to the word cavy. They are commonly in the shows. And cavy is the more commonly used within the breeding circuit of guinea pigs.
Right. And that's one of the things that's going to be interesting is that on the show, we will get a perspective on the breeder's perspective on animals. But we're also going to hear from your store because pet stores have a little different perspective than breeders do.
Well, it's a different goal. When we bring a rabbit indoors, we're trying to provide it that single one-on-one attention and really trying to get the best of what it is. What a breeder is going to do is they're going to put those rabbits in a situation maybe with nice long cages and good running spaces to work within the cage. They're not going to be able to get the rabbit out and move it around. But when you bring it indoors, that rabbit is seeing you as an interactive opportunity. You're seeing the rabbit as an interactive opportunity. And so we actually kind of focus more on how do you make that rabbit the fantastic pet?
Right. And we're going to start the conversation this week right after the break with Jane Burt from the Michigan State Rabbit Breeders Association right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.